Hey, Ayo, what's for lunch?
Let's see. A candy bar, ice cream, cheesecake, fried chicken, and some butter pats.
Wow, that's really unhealthful.
I used to think so, too. But since that study came out claiming that eating a low-fat diet does nothing to prevent heart disease and cancer, I don't worry about it.
Hold on a sec, Ayo. First of all, that's not what the study claimed. The researchers said that the effects on cancer and heart disease of eating a low-fat diet are not statistically significant.
Okay, but doesn't that pretty much mean that eating less fat has so little effect that it's not worth doing it?
No. The media tend to interpret the phrase statistically insignificant as meaning non-existent, but that's wrong. The low-fat diet study claimed that women that eat a certain low percentage of fat develop breast cancer nearly 10% less often than women who eat more fat. The study's authors call this result statistically insignificant because it didn't meet their statistical standards. But this doesn't mean that eating a low-fat diet does nothing to prevent disease. All the results mean is that the benefits of eating less fat weren't demonstrated beyond a reasonable doubt.
I see your point. In other words, failing to prove something true doesn't mean that it's necessarily false.
Right. Look at it this way. If it holds in the entire population that 10% of women on a low-fat diet decrease their chances of getting breast cancer, that means something. It means that nearly 1 million women might avoid cancer.
Wow, I hadn't thought of it that way. That's really something.
In fact, it's pretty significant.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from David Parkhurst in the School of Public and Environmental Affairs. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.